Same thing when we picked up Shem. At that time, I think he was 15 or 16 years old. And there was this conference. Somebody in we were doing all this, remember I said, in Nashville, Tennessee. Then one of the guys who was booking for the Nationals heard we were doing a Slacky show. So he wanted us to, and they were doing something for graduates of, guitar places. And so they wanted to have two students from every single state be represented at this get together. And it was going to be happening in Montana. So sight unseen, everybody, but I knew Shem was, just starting out. He's learning. But so we sent him over, And then after that, he was blown away by all the different kind of talent. I mean, you guys play rock and roll, bluegrass, whatever. So he came home and he just started concentrating. And, because he can see what other 18 years can do. He said, man, I can do that. You know what I mean? So so that's why, I'm counting in on him to keep the shows going. Then we got Sean Parks, plays like lead. That's another one. And then we also got Anthony Fluke. Now, the reason we chose Shem is because Shem is on island. Economically, we don't have to pay for his room. We don't have to pay for rent a car and all like that. So it's mostly economic. But the other thing is, out of all the guys, even with Anthony Fluke, is that he's the most, he plays the most Hawaiian out of all the guys. And he's really there, The other one who plays the most Hawaiian really is Danson, Yeah. But Anthony Fluke, he plays good Hawaiian, but he's all over the place too, And same thing like Sean Parks, but Sean Parks is expensive because coming from the big island, got to rent one car, all that stuff. So Sean Parks ends up being just as expensive as lead, what I mean? So it was an economic decision and. The fact that Shem was here on the island. So we want to continue the show. I'll come home for like the annual yearly show, the anniversary show, and in between.